Hello everyone, welcome back to the Piecast 2016. It's been a little while. Our last one was actually in 2014 at Christmas time. So it's almost like, I don't know what TV show it was, but was it Neighbours or something like that? Or maybe it was a character in Neighbours where someone kind of said, I'm just leaving.
Harold Bishop.
Was it Harold or someone like that?
Harold
and they just
Bishop,
sort of disappeared. Yeah. And nobody really noticed, or perhaps they did, but they returned sort of 2 years later, as if nothing happened. Nobody asked where they went, but they just sort of started joining in again. So, you know, it might help you if you kind of view this situation a bit like that. We've just had a little bit of a break in your life, but the Piecast is back. I'm not James Sandy, which is a real shame, or is it? So I'm going to try and do my best. I'm Steve. With me today, I have Rad.
Hello.
Well, I have Ben.
Ooh.
And Ben and Rad are two of the masters in Pine Vinyl, so you may recognise stroke know or may have had the pleasure of speaking to those guys before. We thought it would be nice to get one of our favourite customers in the shop as well. So we have Mr. Sam Leadbeater. So thanks very much for coming in, Sam.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to start by saying this is a Record Store Day 2016 special. So another nice little add-on to that is Sam was also our first customer in the line last year. He's saying he wasn't. I don't know whether that's because he doesn't want to be looked at like a nerd or it's
I
true.
I actually wasn't.
He was second. Who was first?
There was a 15-year-old bagging for a cassette tape.
That was the year before.
It was Cy Wheeler.
It was Cy Wheeler.
We get to know some of our customers very intently, and Cy Wheeler is a White Stripes fanatic. Sam is a record fanatic.
All things musical.
By the way,
fanatical,
guys,
obsessive, lol.
Feel completely free to Google these people, or in fact to look them up on Facebook. So if you struggle to find Sam, it might be under Samuel. So feel free to have a little Google and see what he looks like.
We're at that. there are various websites where you could see all of us on, and it's not Facebook, and it may be linked to the police. I'm joking. Okay, so just to kick this off, we are going to have a little chat about Record Store Day. This year is massive. It gets bigger and bigger every year. I just wanted to kick the conversation off by asking, how do you guys feel about Record Store Day 2016? Is it better? Is it different? Is it bigger compared to, say, our first Record Store Day? And I must add, we Pine Vinyl are 4 years old on Wednesday, April the 6th. So that's quite an achievement for us. But if I cast my mind back to our first Record Store Day, it wasn't a very big event. It wasn't for us. We were a tiny shop, and we still are. But even nationally, you know, you'd have to know your beans to know what Record Store Day was. Nowadays, your mum tells you when Record Store Day is coming up, and it's been on TVAM, and Roland Rat's been sort of talking about it. So is it got too big for its boots? Can it get bigger? What's the future? Rad, I'm going to pick on you first.
You'll get two different answers. If you ask me what I feel about Record Store Day right now, today, yeah, bring it on. It's going to be fun. But if you ask me what I feel about Record Store Day on Sunday, the 17th of April, you'll get a much bleaker response, I'm sure.
Right.
As an event for us, I think the perspective that we look at it from is Record Store Day can be anything you really want it to be, and it can be everything you make it. We have tried to improve upon our approach to Record Store Day year on year since I've been involved, and seen it grow exponentially each year. And you know, it's certainly something as an event we get really excited about within the calendar. You know, obviously
it's
our
biggest day, isn't it?
It's our Super Bowl. You know, it really is. Like it's a gargantuan event for us. But I guess like ideologically, Record Store Day, obviously its roots were sat in the idea of drumming up interest or renewed interest in independent record shops. And I still think it kind of carries that torch. But I think, you know, with anything that gains momentum and picks up speed and gains popularity, over time, you know, there's going to be someone there that's ready to cash in on that. And, and I think sometimes you look at the list and, you know, you see the bigger releases from the bigger labels tend to cast a little bit of a shadow over the smaller stuff, you know. And bearing in mind, a lot of these guys that are releasing on the smaller labels release rare and limited material all year round, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you get limited runs of 300, you know, in various different kind of releases throughout the year, yeah. Coloured vinyl. So, I don't know, it's nice. It's, as an event, it is a little bit like Christmas, like getting around to see all your family and you tick all the boxes, you see everyone you need to see, you're polite, you're lovely, you go home and you eat chocolate until you can't move anymore. So it's a bit like that for us with our customers, yeah. I suppose. You see all the customers all year round that keep you afloat and that you make friends with, and like present company included, you know. But then you also see some strangers that you've never seen before, and you have an opportunity and potential to make friends out of them, or you never see them again until next record store day.
But I think that's very much the point, you know. Pie and Vinyl certainly see record store day as an opportunity to get customers that will come back next week, you know, that you want them to carry on buying music. You know, it's that our old ethos of, you know, record store day is for life, not just for record store day. So, you know, for us, it's a fantastic opportunity to showcase our shop and our road and our ideas and our experience. But the key is, yes, we would, you know, you will inevitably have some customers that will purchase a Rod Stewart record, for example, and they own every single Rod Stewart release apart from on April the 16th at 7:59, and they need to have that record, and they will do anything to get it, and they will get it, they will buy it, and they will get home, and they will put it on the shelf with their other Rod Stewart records, and they will return to their chair and have a nice cup of tea, and then we'll see them again next year, and that has its place. But Pie and Vinyl's angle is, we want, I guess, the new generation to come in and buy Justin Bieber an LP, but then next year come back and, you know, maybe buy
Rod Stewart
and and have a cup of tea.
Or Justin's Rod.
Or Justin's Justin's Rod. But
I'd buy that. That'd go for a few quid on eBay.
But it's, you know, I'm very aware that Record Store Day doesn't seem to be very cool at the moment. And it seems very sort of difficult. I can see both sides, but Ben, what do you think about this?
I think at its heart, Record Store Day,
Justin's Rod, yeah,
it doesn't need to be cool, because it kind of speaks to the fanatical kind of the geekiness in all music lovers. It kind of, you know, it kind of inspires that sort of devotion. But at the same time, it's a chance for people who aren't kind of in that remit to come along and see some music like outside the shop and kind of get into it that way. So the event that's taking place outside is going to kind of draw more of those people. Sorry.
You getting choked up?
Water.
Yeah, yes, please. Carry on, guys.
Ben gets very emotional when he talks about about records and about customers and about...
He does.
Don't worry, I'll edit that bit.
And also about spandex. He gets very very emotional when he talks about
that. And
coat hangers definitely, yeah. But that's so for another time.
As well. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, we've seen the good side. We've possibly spoken about the great side of Record Store Day. We've spoken about how Pie and Vinyl perhaps sees Record Store Day as a shop. Ben's touched on how important, how we make it an event, how we try and go that extra little mile. You know, we're very lucky. We have some great bands playing for us this year, and I guess in a way, Pie and Vinyl tries to make the event not just about records. It's a celebration of music. Music is in, you know, there's bands, there's local bands that make the music for us to sell. They're very much an important part of it. Down the road on the day, there's going to be markets there. There's going to be smaller record labels, Strong Island Recordings, for example. They're just as relevant on Record Store Day. Victorious, the music festival, they're going to have a stall there. They're just as relevant. The Wedge of Rooms, you know, all of these kind of entities that make money, but more importantly, are more passionate about music. We see it as a day that celebrates that in your local community. So, these bands that are playing for us are all local based, and it's fantastic that, that they may have broken through. They've done some fantastic things. But yes, they still want to represent a local record shop because they realise how important we are, you know, and how important it is that we exist, how we can talk to customers on a one-to-one basis, recommend records. Sam, how do you feel as one of the guys on the other side of the fence, I guess, that, that kind of gets up early? I mean, I say early, the day before.
Yeah.
And it's very passionate and you desperately want to get those 10 records. How what's your take on it?
Well, it's become a bit of a ritual for me, and yeah. I think a few others. It's a grand day and evening out. Whatever happens, there'll always be records bought by myself on record store day. But personally, I'm a bit more of a lover of the independent labels. And of course, I buy yeah. a lot of music from independent labels and independent artists throughout the year.
Yeah.
And record store day sometimes, and I think a few labels have spoken about it in the past, has a negative impact on them and can cause sort of huge backlogs in pressing plants.
Yeah, absolutely. This and is a big thing.
Sort of actually inhibits those independent artists and independent labels from releasing material throughout the year.
Mm.
As the big majors sort of pile up their reissues and their odd B-side 7 inches.
Yeah.
Which sort of puts a bit of a negative spin on it for me.
Mm.
You know, I want to be able to pick up records throughout the year
yeah.
that I'm really interested in, and some of that can't happen and doesn't happen
no, sure.
because of Record Store Day. So yeah. as much as I love lots of the stuff that happens on Record Store Day, I love seeing all the live music. Weirdly, I love sort of camping out overnight and
yeah.
chatting to a queue of like-minded individuals,
yeah,
fellow record thing. Collectors, yeah. fellow music geeks. And I love all that. And I do, there is some very interesting stuff that comes out on Record Store Day, don't get me wrong. And I'm really excited about it. But at the same time, there is this sort of darker side to Record Store Day that, kind of puts a bit of a negative spin on it.
Mm.
And have some, yeah, possibly not so great views of it, but
of course, yeah.
There you go.
It's very hard, isn't it? Is it, you know, being a retailer, being a customer. Overall, it you know, we want people to buy more records and get into music. Really, you know, that's the most important thing. Record Store Day gives us a chance to become the most important shop or experience
yeah,
on that one day. You know, you get all the focus, it's in the sun, it's in all your, you know, your mainstream media, they all talk about Record Store Day, and it's, you know, like you have National Sock Week, this is our turn, you know, and we have to make the most of it.
Yeah, and I mean, all the public press, that's increased in the last
sure, yeah.
sort of, well, over 7 years.
Yeah.
More and more media hype around it exists these days, and that can only do good things for record shops, record labels, the whole lot.
People buying physical format music. I mean, I'm going to throw a question out there to all three of you, I guess. You're welcome to get a pen and pad and a brainstorm session and come back to me, but what would you do to improve Record Store Day? For example, there's 550 releases. Do you think that's too many?
Yeah, I think you could probably... It is too many. I mean, fortunately, you guys at Pine Vine, you give out a list and you let us know what's coming out available in advance, and as does the Record Store Day website. But 550 releases, it's so vast.
Mm.
I know people that have been put off by it. You go, oh, I haven't got time to look at that. I haven't got time to trawl through that. So maybe it should be limited to a smaller number of releases per label or per distributor.
Mm.
And just make them a bit more special.
Yeah, sure. Ben, Rad, do you have any thoughts?
I think from my perspective, Record Store Day is a celebration of independent record shops. It's a celebration of independence. So as soon as you allow corporate business to influence a celebration of independence, it kind of is watered down a little bit. So I think that some of the larger labels should be not limited so much, but maybe vetted a little bit more by the people that control Record Store Day to make sure that the release that they're actually putting out is in tune with the concept of celebrating independence. You know, like, is it a by an artist that was, is it a cult release that didn't necessarily gain the momentum or buzz when it was first released the first time round, but 10, 15, 20 years later, yeah, people are gagging for, yeah, it, you know, on vinyl or on any format for that matter. So that's my perspective on it, really. I think, really, like, if I was to change it in any way, shape or form, it would just be to allow the independent labels and independent releases to sing through a little louder than they are because of the surface noise that the larger labels create.
Okay. Benny, any thoughts?
I'm going to have a Ben Affleck moment and say, I agree.
Yeah. Wow, that was incredible. Much better acting.
Better looking and all.
Get a room, you two. Okay, well, let's... I mean, you know, I guess I can try and conclude that by just saying it's... you know, we're very much looking forward to Record Store Day. We would never take it for granted. You know, we're aware of all the pros and cons, but it's not easy for anyone involved with it, really. There's a lot of time, a lot of effort from sourcing the records to pressing the records to marketing the records. All of our wonderful reps that we work with, you know, around this time, their lives are hell for a month. You know, it's a big, big operation, all for the good of record shops and all for the good of people buying physical format music. So we'll never take it for granted, you know. We cherish it, and we just want to, I guess, you know, make it a big community event as well, which I think is important because I think every community should have a record shop, and we feel very privileged and honoured to have its place in Portsmouth and Southsea as your, hopefully, one of your favourite independent record shops. So let's draw a line under that one, and let's have a look at the actual list. So we are going to kind of pick five, roughly, of our favourite records being released this year for Record Store Day. And I'll start with Mr. Benny B. Hogan.
Really excited about the Japanese Garage sample. Oh, yeah. The Bonsai, yeah, record. It looks like everyone in this room's sort of nodding their head. And maybe I'll be lucky if I get one. But that there's a whole world of really good compilations that sort of spiked my interest. There's a Cambodian pop comp, which and that's the sort of things that kind of I'm interested with with Record Store Day. It's not, yeah, really, it's not the big artists that are, yeah, pushing out, you know, a seven inch.
It must be hard putting
B-side.
That list together, you know, trying to satisfy everyone's taste from someone that's into their Vietnamese Congo.
Well, I just
pop.
Want to hear something weird and wonderful and, yeah, get, sure, get some bang for my buck, you know, yeah, and
just find something new, I think, as well. There's, yeah, lots, yeah, of opportunity to try something new on Record Store Day.
Yeah.
And just go in there with an open mind. And you, there are lots of, like you said, compilations that you can do that with.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And last year, the best thing that I bought was a, like, sort of along the same lines, was a Thai pop compilation, and I've played that out whenever I've been lucky enough to, like, DJ a night somewhere, and people respond to it. They're like, what is this? This, yeah, sounds great.
You, yeah, it's, it is. Great, so, yeah. Yeah. So.
By way of a post-edit explanation here, I completely fluffed the rest of my selections for Record Store Day because I didn't have the list prepared. Sorry, Steve. And then Sasha comes in. He's already in the room with us at this point, the magic of podcast. He pipes up and we start having a bit of a chat about the random compilations and all the strange and wonderful things you can buy on Record Store Day. So I thought I'd leave that in there and you can just get a nice, relaxed conversation between all of us. And it goes a little bit off-piste, but it will go back on and we'll get back to the Record Store Day after and you can hear Steve's shiny radio voice kind of kick back in. So looking forward to that. Yeah, let's drop back in as Sasha kind of comes up out of the ennui.
Do you know the... some sort, I don't know if it's a label or some sort of organisation called Sublime Frequencies.
Yeah,
I've got a massive cache of all their stuff, if you want anything.
Yeah,
I've got like about 30 albums. I've downloaded loads of shit.
Yeah, there's a good article on, I'm not sure if you heard it, Pitchfork. Oh, and they're talking about Light in the Attic in Sublime Frequencies and all of the reissue. Oh, no, it wasn't. Sorry. I read that in Loud and Quiet this month.
Yeah, it was in Loud and Quiet.
Yeah, and it's well worth reading. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I've got Cambodian cassette tapes.
Have you?
One of the albums.
Yeah. There's collectors.
Loads of recordings from inside taxis. They record, like, the radio.
Yeah, like field recordings.
Nice.
Yeah. Talk about that if you want. Mm.
There was a guy that... in Brazil, he's got like over a million records. He just buys records.
I've read about
buys
that.
Buys like big containers and sends them to countries, and they fill them up with records, and he has them shipped back. And he's trying to like archive. He's got like over a million records, but that's what someone does. Someone from Sublime Frequencies or someone like that, they sift through, and when they hear something a bit special, that it's like signing a band, isn't it?
Mm.
You go around and you watch bands, but they just play loads of records and then go. Shit, that's a missed golden nugget. You know, Linda Perhax, William Onyebor, Rodriguez, obviously helped by the documentary. I'm not doing this like I'm talking on here, but it's just a conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, save it. Find Ben's list.
You know, Rodriguez being a really big example of, you know, a record's come back out of nowhere and someone to have their chance again.
Or people like the Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Yeah,
those Cuban artists.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. But you pick up a copy of Loud and Quiet. Yeah, it's well worth reading.
There's a documentary with that Cambodian album. It was a film, and it's the soundtrack to the film because the guy did a documentary about it. Because was it? I think it was something like because Cambodia was it overtaken by the Khmer Rouge?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when the Khmer Rouge went in, they like all the artists left. And that was when it all got shut down. So all this sort of rock and roll and pop.
So it's a total rediscovery.
Yeah, well, it just went around and found all the artists and talked about, like, what happened.
Oh, wow.
It's
really interesting to watch that.
I'm going to have to look at it.
All right,
thanks.
Because I'm hardwired in, I can't always turn it that far.
I was listening to one of those Cambodian songs earlier. It's called Don't Let My Girlfriend Tickle Me.
It's a great title.
Mm.
What song?
Don't Let My Girlfriend Tickle Me from one of those Cambodian cassette archives.
Ah, cool.
And there's another really good one called Husband Drunk, Wife Drunk.
Is it just the translation or is it?
I don't know. That's a translation.
Literally making up.
And then there's another. Well, one of the best ones is called Look at the Owl.
Pardon? I went to a party with a Spanish girl. Oh, yeah.
your twin peaks.
Does it actually mean, though, don't let my girlfriend tickle me as if there's a third party? Or is it, I don't let my girlfriend tickle me? As if it's just a statement? Do you know what I mean?
No, he's pulled his mate aside.
Is it a call for help? Or is it just a...
I don't know, I can't... In the song, it's a good song, though.
Analogy. Go on then, Benny, you take it from there.
Yeah. Really excited about getting the 10-inch 4-track EP of The Slits. Heard it on the Grapevine, which is like my favourite cover of ever. Amazing post-punk. Right.
We had the pleasure of having Viv in the shot recently, and wasn't she lovely?
She was amazing. She was very, very just funny, intelligent. She had the whole room cracking up, and it was an amazing hour. We even had a customer faint. You know, it was that good.
And, you know, Viv did tell me she's going to come down for a Record Store Day. So we'll see if that happens.
That'd be cool.
But she did want to come down. So fingers crossed, you might even get a signed version if you're a lucky boy.
Absolutely. I'm kind of excited about getting a 90s classic of On a Ragged Tip on 12-inch, just because I think it's a really cheeky tune.
Yeah.
But it's also got the song that contains the original sample, which is called Walker Skank. So, yeah, so excited about those.
Yeah, it's almost like you're a DJ or something, Benny. It's great.
Thanks, man.
You could do a plug if you want.
No, that's cool.
Come and watch you.
That's cool.
The Pine Vinyl Selection Experience, which I just sort of made up. It sounded quite good. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm going to mix this order up, so let's come to our favourite customer, Mr. Sam Leadbeater.
How much paper have you got over there, Sam? Yes,
oh, well, I've been sifting through, and getting some decent information. Yeah, you've already mentioned the Garage Sykes sampler, which is a great example of just obscure music that I'd never come across before now, and it's just a great opportunity to just find new stuff that you've in a scene in an era that I will never have entered and been part of until that sort of music comes onto record. So yeah. I'd be really interested in that. In terms of like new releases though, like Riley Rauker's releasing a completely new LP, which is tends to be a bit of a rarity these days for Record Store Day.
Absolutely.
Usually full of reissues and comps, but he's releasing an instrumental album with a guy called Charles Runback, and supposed to be a little bit Ry Cooder-y, a little bit Neil Young. Quite sort of spaced out, sort of psyche jams.
Great, yeah.
Recorded in sort of two sessions without them discussing what it was going to be.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to hearing what that's like. Yeah. Loved Riley Walker's album that came out, was it last year?
Yeah, Primrose Green.
Yeah, yeah.
Just recently toured with Danny and the Champions of the World. Like yeah. A joint, arts-funded tour, which is a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you think that, you know, there was some kind of subsidised performance tour there, which is always
maybe.
Lovely.
That's really cool. Looking forward to that. Soundtracks, you tend to see a lot of soundtracks.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to the Requiem for a Dream soundtrack.
Right, of course.
Clint Mansell and the Kronos Quartet.
Yeah.
It's the first pressing on vinyl. It comes with two never-before-released bonus tracks, which is always nice.
Is that erased tapes?
No, I don't think so. I don't know who it's being released by, actually. But it's on 180 gram. And it's got, classics like Lux Eterna, yeah. Which you'd hear on numerous adverts and TV shows since. And it's a cracking soundtrack. Clint Mansell can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah.
And then I picked two sort of obscurities. So I suppose one of the good things about Record Store Day is that it does sort of get the record labels to dig through their back catalogues and pull out some gems. And I picked up two that looked really interesting to me. One was on Medical Records, and it's some guys called the Summer Hits, which were a 90s act from Southern California. But their influence was heavily influenced by like 60s psych rock, but then also sort of 80s bands such as Loop and Spaceman 3.
Oh, wonderful. Sounds great.
So those names made my ears prick. And it sounds great. So it's just they never really made it.
Mm.
And it's a collection of 7-inch records put together for the first time on vinyl. Comes with a nice flexi.
Oh,
so,
lovely.
I think it comes with a flexi or a 7-inch.
Mm.
Flexi disc. So it sounds like a really interesting noise pop, psych rock, DIY kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then the last one was on Light in the Attic, which again, an amazing label.
Yeah, most definitely.
Everything they seem to reissue is gold.
Yeah.
And it's by a band called Third Power. The album's called Believe. Bit of background, they were on Vanguard Records, Detroit, early 60s, and they sort of predated the MC5 and the Stooges. And, yeah, they were described, when I read up about them, equal parts Cream, equal parts Hendrix. Again, yeah, sounds
with
ideal.
Garage flavour.
Yeah. So, and I think this is a release of their only album.
Yeah.
Which had a poor commercial showing when it was released, and that sort of caused them to
split up.
So yeah, really interested to get my hands on those and check them out.
Sounds fantastic. Well, we know what you'll be shivering and sat on the floor outside buying vinyl for those. I'm sure you'll get them all. So
fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And if you're in the queue in front of Sam, so I've got a list.
Now
so
you know.
If you want to make some bunts, you know how to shop that day.
Okay, Mr. Radisson.
Banzai!
Favourite beard. What you got?
Well, standard. I'm going for the Banzai 60s garage bangers that have been mentioned by my two esteemed friends. But then also I'm interested in the Nuggets Hallucinations psychedelic pop compilation. Okay. I think the comps are pretty strong in, on this year's list.
They are, yeah.
There's a lot of really, really strong comps. Yeah. But I've only picked two. And then what else have I got here? Yeah, T-Rex Born to Boogie. Massive soft spot for T-Rex.
Yeah.
Grew up listening to it. You know, Mark Bonin. Yeah, what can one say? And then we got a bit of Mungo Jerry in the Summertime, which is just an absolute banger. I need to own that. And then the only kind of a newish sort of, not gamble really, so because I know it's going to be lovely, would be the Low S. Kerry Split 10. Both bands I absolutely love. So, yeah, I've been really into Low for quite some time. And then S. Kerry, which is the Bon Iver's drummer.
Yeah, Bon Iver's drummer, yeah.
You know, his I really like his lo-fi style. It's really, really pleasant.
Mm.
So kind of harks back to a softer side of my listening palette.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm quite looking forward to that. But, yeah, take that for granted because you never know what's going to be left come the end of the day.
Yeah, I think we're all I'll very probably lucky.
Be left with, you know, if I can't find what I want, then I guess it'd have to be a Star Wars picture disc that will find its way. I'll make a few quid off afterwards, maybe. But, yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll all feel very lucky, those that work for Pine Vinyl, because we spend an amazing amount of time working hard, putting this whole thing together, but we do let our customers go first. So if there's anything left at the end of the day, we will have a little sift around. But
I think there's a lot to be said for that kind of approach to Record Store Day as well, though, you know, because you wander in and you instantly your eyes are targeted towards the things that you know you want. Or yeah, more definitely. That you need, you know?
Mm.
But then, you need to go back in when it's a bit calmer. And
yeah.
Just
yeah.
A composed
you're like, right, view I saved
of the room.
I saved 80 quid for this day. and I can't find anything that I wanted. But what I've got is 80 quid. So I spend 80 quid on stuff that I've never heard of before. And then you end up...
Well, yeah, that's the thing. With 550 releases you've got, it's quite a lot of stuff it's that you can give a pump.
There's something to be said for what's going your list about though? Agenda.
Yeah.
List of court now.
Right, my list. Here we go. There's quite a few. I've one of my favourite songs of all time, Wichita Lineman, is actually released on 7, on a Red Colour 7. Mm. I feel like we should all harmonise and sing, because I need you more than I want you. Okay. So, yeah.
I'm just glad he never said his favourite song was Black Lace, because I don't know if I could have endured a reenactment of that.
Do you know, I was going to bow out Black Velvet then. But, that would have looked really silly, which I never do I? So, we've got the fantastic Jay Reuttard's debut album available,
yeah.
Which I'm really looking forward to. Flaming Lips, it's almost like a little ritual for me to pick up the Flaming Lips release on Record Store Day. I love you, Wayne, if you're listening. The White Stripes as well, which kind of threw a lot of people last week because it was announced very late. And we are hoping, I don't think anyone's guaranteed of stocking this release, but it's a Peels Session release. It's on a red and a white LP. And they're both from bootlegs, but yeah, if you get a chance, look at the track listing. I think Radio 6 played one of the songs, Let's Be Friends, I think, the other day, and it was a great version, because Jack White was just sort of semi-messing around. It was from when they really blew up in about 2003, when they came over to the UK for the first time, just after White Blood Sounds was released. So I would love a copy of that. And I don't usually buy the White Stripes release, and to be fair, Jack White's a big fan of Record Store Day, and it was very surprising that they weren't releasing anything this year, so it was a good thing to see that. I've got the C86 Enemy release on my list because, again, that's a bit of a legendary recording.
You don't have never it on
been,
cassette.
Yeah, there's never been available on vinyl, so you know, if I did have it on cassette, it'd be worth quite a lot of money. But yeah, so I'd like to pick up that. And then I guess, like everyone, you've got your batch of maybes and, you know, the Zuzu Twin Peaks reimagining would be good. Dr. Feelgood's debut, Down by the Jetty, on White LP. I really love Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, and it sounds like Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. 13th floor elevators as well, big fan of 13th floor. On 7, which, you know, if you do try and DJ out now and again, is always handy. And then, of course, the David Bowie releases. I'm not going to turn my nose up at them either. So, although there's not a lot of standouts, I don't know if you guys agree with this, I've actually got more on my list than I've ever had for any Record Store Day before. So I'm quite looking forward to this one. I think it's a silent but deadly one, this one.
Yeah, I think it's the... I think because, like you said, there's no major standouts, it does make you force you to look a little bit closer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you do, you're like, wow.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Absolutely. So I'm very excited about this one. Okay, well, we've got a little surprise for you listening, because in about 2 minutes' time, I think he's been busy recording his new EP, but he's going to come in tonight and have a little chat about how it feels to be an artist playing at Record Store Day 2016. He is on our record label, Pine Vinyl Records. You may have heard him, you may have seen him play before, but the wonderful Sasha is going to come in and just have a quick chat with us. So we're looking forward to that. So if you do hear someone come in and sit down, then don't be alerted with it. You know, there's no emergency escape. The nuclear bomb hasn't dropped. It's just simply Sasha, or it's sort of like a mini nuclear bomb, I guess. So we'll talk about our event in more detail, I guess. You know, we're very blessed this year. We've got a fantastic array of artists supporting us. When they are asked to play, we do try and ask local artists, because, again, it ties into our ethos where the event is very much for the community, and a lot of these bands are from certainly around Portsmouth, Southampton, in the Hampshire area, the Isle of Wight, of course, as well. So, you know, it's going to be a fantastic day. We've got Band of Skulls on the Saturday. I'll do that again just in case. Band of Skulls on the Saturday. We've got the wonderful Smoke Fairies from Chichester. Although they're London-based now, I don't know if you saw them. Perhaps you did in our Christmas show where they came and played for us at the New Theatre Royal. They were fantastic. We've got Blenavon, who recently signed to Transgressive Records, and they're quite a high hope for them for the year 2016. Fantastic band. They are based in Liss, actually, so, you know, not too far away at all, and it's a real pleasure. I'm really looking forward to seeing those guys. Plastic Mermaids, a fantastic band from the Isle of Wight. A really big one here, we've got Empty Fish, who are a legendary cult Portsmouth band. I think if you speak to a lot of the old punks in the 80s and the early 90s, they will tell you that Empty Fish are the biggest and best band to ever come from Portsmouth. So we are extremely blessed to have them play their first show for a long time. And they're actually releasing a new LP this year, which we'll be stocking. Hang on. Okay, I'd like to welcome Sasha. Here he comes.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
It is Sasha, right?
Oh, hi.
It's Sasha. Yes, thanks for joining us, Sasha.
all right, mate.
Yeah, great. How's recording today?
Oh, great, thanks.
Good. So we just thought it would be nice. We've got the customer point of view. We're just talking about the bands playing on Saturday, so you've timed this very well. Who's playing?
Yeah.
Band of Skulls, Smoke Fairies, Blenavon. I was just about to mention our new signing on our record label, Spaff Tits. They've recently, I know, very controversial. Hopefully you're over 18 listening to this.
And if not, then Google it.
It's probably nearly past 9 o'clock now. But yeah, we've got Spaff Tits as well. So on the Saturday, we've got two of our artists we were really lucky to have play. So catch them, make sure you don't miss them. On the Sunday, we have The Boy I Used To Be, who are another band that we're very lucky to have associated with us. New Desert Blues from Southampton. They're London-based now, but doing very well. Left With Pictures, they're doing great. I heard them on BBC Six Music the other day. Sink or Soar, which have been formed from the ashes of The Bee of the Bang, another band that used to be on our record label. Ellie Ford Band from Brighton. They've got some links to they're a South Coast, let's be honest. Brighton's not far away. Misgivings, who are a Portsmouth Southsea band. and Temples of Youth from Winchester, who have recently been played on Tom Robinson and have done a few exciting sessions for a few people. So they seem to be doing very well. We've got the Fuzz Tones guys as well, the Fuzz Tones DJs. They're going to be spinning vinyl all day long. Good luck with that, guys. So yeah, we have Sasha here, so maybe we should start from an artist's point of view. What does Record Store Day mean to you?
Actually, TBH, I don't have a record player, and haven't bought music for a long time.
Okay.
I just listen to radio.
Is this where this turns into some sort of parody of the Alan Partridge Show, and I actually turn into Alan Partridge? I mean, absolutely. I mean, for people that don't have record players, that's a fair angle.
But obviously I understand the ethos and the philosophy behind it, and yeah, that's something you can definitely always get behind.
Yeah.
Because, the music that I have bought lately is I only buy stuff from, like, charity shops. I've got a cassette tape player, so that's good. But,
cassettes released this year, actually. There's Sublime, if that's your thing.
Cool.
There is a cassette release.
I got a good cassette the other day.
Yeah.
Well, I say the other day, about a year ago, but it wasn't from a charity shop, but from a car boot sale.
Yeah.
And it was actually a bootleg recording of a Cocteau Twins gig.
Oh, wow.
From 1986.
Could I borrow that, please?
Yeah. Someone had, like, printed the thing out themselves, or put on typewriter or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was there at Bedford Boys Club. Oh, and, wow. Yeah, it's really rare. I put it on the computer. I was going to make a SoundCloud for it. Yeah. And put up there. I probably should do that.
Get out there, yeah, sure.
We
should make loads of tapes. Make loads of bootleg tapes. Well, can you remember you should do that? Record from one tape to the other tape.
Yeah. Well, I could do that then sell it, because I need some dough.
Yeah. Need some dollar.
Yeah, but we'll I could do that, actually. But no, yeah, I was going to. I set up a Dropbox, and then when I recorded it, it was like ages ago now. I did a Dropbox with all the songs on it, and then put it out there and said, if anyone wants to download this cassette tape, which I found.
Okay.
I got it for 50p, so.
We'll have a look at that. So, as an artist, what I'm trying to do here, Sasha, is trying to get your point of view. Do you think Record Store Days, as an emerging artist, do you think Record Store Days are a great thing to get involved with? Do you think it helps you in any way at all?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, people are going to come to the Record Store Day and, obviously, I've realised something.
Oh, right. I'll make it.
No, that is. I was thinking,
now.
Usually you get prepped. I've done about 100 interviews so far.
Yeah, sure.
Usually you get some sort of memo or agenda.
Yeah.
Didn't get any.
You did.
No, you're joking. No.
Agenda.
Didn't all get agenda, no. Yeah, you did. You put it in the waste paper basket.
Yeah,
they're special for that. Anyway, there's going to be a lot of people there. I think the problem is that people don't go to gigs that much, maybe. So there's going to be a lot of people who like music but don't leave the house to listen to music.
Yeah.
And so then they'll go, they'll be able to hear us play because, like you said, you've got the event on.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess, it's really good to gather a lot of music fans together who necessarily probably wouldn't be together before. Otherwise,
absolutely. Oh, it's a good point and this is how we see it. You know, it gives people a chance to buy music and also see live acts and just remind them if they have forgotten.
Because I guess a lot of people buy music, listen to it in their back room on a nice stereo or something, and then have a cup of tea and go to bed or something.
Yeah.
Mm. That's what I do.
That's my Saturday night. Every Saturday night, basically.
Yeah, but it's just straight branding.
That sounds really good, actually. Mm. Yeah, what a night out.
What are we doing in here, doing this? Let's go home and listen to records.
Listen to a song. So, get my pyjamas on.
I mean, I'm not knocking that, because I do that, but with Radio 4.
I think people do.
So, listen to a drama.
Yeah.
Bedtime, what's it? Story at bedtime, 10:45 to 11 o'clock. Desert Island Discs.
Yeah.
It's
an excellent point, because we're all in a lucky position where we can buy records and perhaps spend time on the things we love. We are in a very lucky position, but obviously life happens. Some people may possibly have been into music at some point, you know, would regularly go to gigs, but perhaps don't anymore. So it is really good, I think, to remind people of the power of live music, and that's your job, no pressure. But yeah, hopefully people see you and have never seen you before in any of those bands, and therefore it works the other way around. That will encourage them to actually go into a record shop and buy a piece of music, and, you know, hopefully that whole starts a whole chain, and we're all in this together, really. So it's really great to have the artists who make the music and the people that sell it working together on the day. So yeah, let's talk about the day itself. I mean, we've got those bands playing, but it's also our lovely road is being closed. So Castle Road, one end is where Peter Sellers was born. The other end, Arthur Conan Doyle first wrote Sherlock Holmes. So what a lovely road. And it's going to be closed. We're going to have a market all the way down the road selling sort of local curios, arts, crafts, music-related bits and bobs, lots of lovely food. So it's going to be a real celebration of music and the local community as well, and that's a really great thing. What bands are you looking forward to, Rad?
Do you know what, the lineup is that strong this year? I mean, I've got to be honest. Watching Sasha will be a highlight because you never disappoint me whenever you're live.
Oh yeah, oh, thank you very much.
Socially, you disappoint all the time, but you know, live, put a microphone in front of this geezer and he comes alive. And Baptist as well. Like, I love my hardcore garage. I like it. Yeah. It's nice. And yeah. And they're great guys in the band from the Isle of Wight. They're lovely chaps. Met them a few times. And they always get a pretty good crowd.
Yeah.
Get people moving around.
Yeah.
And, you know, Steve Stout for Blenhaven. I haven't actually checked them out as of yet, so I'm quite eager to give them a listen. I tend to do everything Steve ever says ever. So if I weren't going bald right now, I'd have the same haircut as him.
Yeah.
So there's that, and then Band of Skulls. They're absolutely lovely human beings. They've been in the shop once or twice before, shopping as well as performing.
Yeah.
And you know, any opportunity to see them do what they do is always
got a new record on the way, which I'm sure they play a few songs from, so it's exciting stuff. Benny, is there anyone that's caught your eye?
Well, Brad's just listed them all in Spoil Sport. I was going to say I was really looking forward to Band of Horses and then go Only Joking, but that opportunity has now been missed. So no, Band of Skulls, I've never seen them, so yeah, really excited about that. It's amazing to have like the acts at that level
on our
little street on our lovely record store day, and really looking forward to The Boy I Used to Be, because they've been a bit quiet recently, and I think they've just played their first live show in a little while a few weeks ago, so they should
that
be
Fox,
yeah, that yeah was a
they should
that
be
night,
pumped
really
up for this one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that
with drums
well. Totally.
First show with a drummer, so certainly worth turning up for,
and our very own Callum as well.
Who
works in P&V.
Not only does he take the bass for a walk, he takes pies for a walk.
He does,
so
indeed.
So you may have seen him deliver a pie to your table.
Yes. Just last year was such a buzz, and hopefully we'll be able to get out of the shop and see a few of the bands.
Me and Ben hold hands everywhere we go anyway, so if I'm going to watch those bands, so are you, Benny.
Okay, there's no one in the shop. What's going on? Yes, we don't do things by halves at Pine Vinyl, so it's a two-day event this year. It's very, very important to remember that. So we've got seven bands on the Sunday as well, and I can exclusively announce that we have a special performance at 9 o'clock in the morning for those queuing. I'm looking at Sam here. Bleeding Heart Pigeons, who have come all the way from Dublin in Ireland. So not a local link, but... But yeah, certainly worth catching if you are in the queue. So you'll have some live entertainment.
Oh, perfect! And just as the doors open, you'll have a band playing.
Yeah. Nice. What do I do? Go in. We will be open at 8 o'clock that day. So
that's just as I come out.
Just as you come out, you'll be fine. And we will be serving food as well from 6:30 in the morning, or maybe 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's hungry work queuing.
Yeah, we'll look after you, and there'll be some surprises as well. You know, last year
pass the parcel or musical chairs.
Musical chairs would be a good one for the three chairs that are on offer with hopefully lots
high
of
stakes in the musical chairs.
What do you think, Sam? Who are you looking forward to?
Look forward to all of it. The whole thing's great. There's good. It's a nice sort of wide ranging sort of styles and artists. Blenheim. They're great. I saw them supporting Foles last year in Margate.
Oh, yes.
Which was pretty cool.
Margate.
And they were really good. Really, really tight. Really cool. Mm. The guys on the Pine Vinyl roster are always entertaining. Yeah. Sasha, Boy I Used to Be.
Yeah.
Great. I'm looking forward to those. And I've never seen Band of Skulls, so.
Yeah.
So first.
You're in for a treat. Yeah. I think we all are here. So, here we go. Record Store Day 2016, part of the build-up. So, thank you very much for listening. This has been our first podcast for quite a while. I promise you, we will get better. Bear with us. But hopefully, you've taken something from this. Feel free when you're in the shop, you know, stop us, have a chat. Let us know your thoughts on Record Store Day. Practice not going to bed for a night and train hard for the big night on April the 15th, ready for April the 16th. A couple of things to note, we do have a new EP release from Sasha on the way, hopefully available for Record Store Day.
It's all recorded, so...
It's all recorded, so we'll have a chat afterwards and see where you're up to with that. And also Spatits as well from the Isle of Wight. So, look out for those on Record Store Day also.
I just thought of a really good idea.
Come on.
Sort of pre-Watershed stuff, because like you're saying that's a rude name.
Yeah.
You could pronounce it Spaffed Its.
It's a good idea. Spaffed Its. Because that gives it another meaning as well, almost.
Yeah.
Because they did change their name to Staff Tips when they first played.
The end of a shepherd's stick.
Yeah, like the tip of a staff. Staff Tips.
Staff Tips. Staff Tips.
Mm. A shepherd's stick is called a staff.
Yeah.
Isn't
that's
it?
The tip of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah. You see, I thought sometimes if we do our job well, we get tips. Like Staff Tips.
Yeah, but that's why he's the artist. He thinks outside the box.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Not well, I think that's probably a great... what did you say? He's always got to do this. I'm going to have like a meltdown. He's always
got to
do this. There's time and money in this guy.
And
he comes a lot.
Cut the mics. Record
Store Day is off this year. Can't believe this guy.
Pop trivia question.
Now, a brief interlude whilst the tone in the room lowers dramatically. Pine Vinyl does not own the rights to this song.
Right, what a way to end. So I'm sure Ben will edit it, some of that.
Or not.
Thanks for listening. I've been Rad. Rad's been Steve. Steve's been Sasha. Ben's been Sam. And Sam's been the record god. So thank you very much for listening.
Sam's been all over town.
And he will leave thinking, oh my god, what the hell is going on?
I'm not sure I'll fit my head through the door.
Inflated it, so
inflated
it so greatly. It would be nice if you, or similar to feeding the 5,000 with one fish, you could do that as like a
Jesus record man
that will give 5,000 people a record using one record. Yeah,
I'd love to.
Yeah.
One record.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah.
One record.
Thank you very much. We'll be back soon. We're going to try and do this monthly. So our next show, we'll be talking about the goings-on in the shop, some in-stores we've got coming up, and some of the new releases to excite you with. So we'll see you soon. Thank you very much.